Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question. Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs through me.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house and in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let anybody be kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Sony, Meatball, what's happening, man?
Man, what's going on, Joe?
Shit, a whole lot of snow and a whole lot of cold. What's happening, brother?
All right, man, you got a tone. What's going on with you, baby?
Man, not a thing, man. Not a thing. I'm like Junior. I'm sitting out here looking. You know, look like I got about a foot and a half out here. But, you know, other than that, ain't nothing going on.
First off, man, you know, give our shouts out to, you know, to our sponsors, you know, Big Fred over there. That's always got our back. June on the board, you know, props to June every week. Big Perm, you know, you gotta send that Chicago love out to him. I want to know that Rick, I just want to know that Red's getting his money.
The sun shining somewhere around the world now. You got to watch that.
Hey, I don't know. There's all this damn snow out here. It's a light daylight out here.
Wait, is the sun shining in Auburn Hills? Hell no.
Hold on. Okay. Ball, you asked me, did he get it? Riz, did you get some of it?
Man, I ain't getting none of it. I ain't even get a slap on the ass when I walked out the door. Wow.
That's
all right, man. You know, I said he would rather pay me than have to deal with God, man. So I hope he would pay me than rather deal with what God got for him. So it is what it is.
Hey, Reg, I'm gonna tell you this. One day you're gonna get on here and say yes. Yes, he did pay. Now,
and
I don't
I'm
know
claiming
it
and receiving
week.
It, man. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it and I'm receiving it, man.
I don't know if it'll be next week, next month, next year, within the next 10 years, but someday you will say yes.
Hey, man, but anyway, shout out to Eliminator Customs, Chris Jarman, go to him if you have unlimited funds and money you want to blow. If you're tired of spending money on the lottery, go spend it with him because they'll both take them.
Hey, Rich, I got to finish
my commercial. Hey, man, guaranteed not to finish your car. We'll take up to 3 years just to take your frame out. His services are, he does guarantee to fuck you over. That is, he does guarantee you that. He's looking for new suckers. So, you know, look for his commercial.
But hold on. Now, ain't that the guy who do all the chassis work for the mailman?
Wait a minute, man. That's Bub, ain't it?
Bub.
Hey, man, look, this is Reggie Harris, man, and I ain't got nothing to do with it, man. That is not me crying. I just want to let y'all know. I'm keeping my mouth. I'm keeping that man name and his granddaddy name out my mouth.
Hey,
I'm done.
Tony, we in 2014, man. It's a new year, man. We got new things coming, new blessings coming. Man, leave that man alone, man.
I was just saying,
Red said he has, you know, he had a bad experience with him. I'm saying I thought, you know, Bub and the mailman was, you know, satisfied, you know. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, okay, but you know what that's like, man? It's you may go to a guy and he treats you like a god. I may go there, he may fuck me from the minute I get out the car. I mean, it's like that sometimes, you know? I mean, you know, you got some places that are just like that, you know? But I mean, it don't mean he's a bad guy. He just don't like you. That's all it is.
I got to ask Reg a question, and here I don't know if he don't mind. Hey, Reg.
Yeah.
This is me, boy. I want to touch on the topic tonight. I mean, something that you brought up on that Real Detroit Racing scene page.
Hey, wasn't that a good subject?
I want to bring it up, and I want to hear the people's voice on that, man, because it got real. You know, it got out there on the paper. I want to bring it up to the radio show.
Okay, I can go back and pull it up and read it to everybody if you want me to.
Please do, because I mean,
okay. I posted on Friday at 8:15 a.m. I said, "Who are your top grudge cars in Michigan for 2014? Give me your top 8 cars to beat. No ranking order." So if people got their opinion on who they think are the top cards to beat in 2014. We want to discuss.
Hey, Rich.
And
while you
yeah.
bring while you bring that up, while you bring it up, Tone got something real quick he want to put out there for. You said that was June or July, Tone?
July 26th.
Okay. Tone want to make this official, so go on, put it out there. Let them know what's happening on that date and what your intentions are, sir.
Well, July 26th, we're going to have at Martin, Michigan, the Midwest Grudge Nationals, and we're going to have a 29-inch tie shootout, $1,000 buy-in, guaranteed $10,000 payout, and I said it's going to be at Martin, Michigan, July 26th. And as always, we're going to have the hospitality trailer set up. We're going to have activities for the kids. And we got some pretty major grudge races that we in negotiations with right now to lock in. So it should be a real good show.
Don't forget about the White Sox.
And for the fake-ass grudge races, Reggie say, you know, you must come with white socks, and yes, they can be W's.
Hey, Tom, but you know you got guys that's going to be crying in the grudge and crying in the bouncy house because one racer got on socks with two stripes, and he going to say that's a W. And then the other one got on one with one stripe, and then one guy with no stripes, and he ain't gonna want to lock in because of stiffs.
And then you're gonna have the ones with the gray heel. He gonna say he got an unfair advantage. He
right, it's come to win.
but you gotta wear socks.
Gotta have socks, but come to win.
Okay, that excludes me.
Hey, Joe.
Getting back to the announcements, though, and we got to let Tom finish because that's very important about the July 26th, though.
Now the races that are in negotiation, Tom, can you put that out there? You can't put it out there, or do you want to make your draw official now? Who are you looking for?
I mean. The ones that I'm referring to are other individuals that plan to come get what they got to get off their chest at this particular event. So
right.
They're still in negotiations. So once they finalize them, we'll go.
You know I love stirring the pot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I love putting fire to that motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
But I wait on you, though.
Hold on. Well, Have anybody seen that Young Money call-out video, man?
Has anybody? You mean, I went on YouTube about a half hour
ago. You need to ask who hasn't
over
seen
me.
It.
Man, did you hear the man, they drawed on Chemo again, man. Did y'all believe that, man? They drawed on my neighbor again.
Huh.
There's a door.
I cannot understand why they keep playing Chemo for soft, man. Chemo, unbeknownst to a lot of people, man, that man is a zip damn fool, man. That man, Chemo raced a motherfucker today, man.
And I know that's what I'm saying, Paul.
Why they keep playing that man for soft?
Man, they drawed on that man again, man. I guess he got to do three times the lady to him.
Hey, basically, Young Money said they threw the first punch and they standing there, man. So somebody got to go down on their ass, man. Now, they stood there and threw the first punch and they ain't budged.
My question is this. Is that a selective call-out or is that –
I mean, is that just for the guys in the state of Michigan, or is that for everybody across the board?
Hey, Junior, please, can you bring in that problem. That's what I heard.
Hold on, Junior. Did you hear this number on here? This guy right here could clear it up. The CEO, 313-0150. If that number's on there, can you bring him in? Because he can make clear of all this dumb shit.
Your mic is open.
Young Money.
is that right?
Hey, I heard it's not Young Money. I heard it's the Young Honeys.
Hey, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Call it what you want to call it till we go down on y'all ass, man.
Oh,
man. Now, hold on. Now, Randy, hold on. I just want to know, and I'm going to ask you later, of your top 8 or 10 grudge racers of 2014 who you think will be this year. But I also want to ask you about, man, what's up with that video, man?
Ah, man, the video just fun, man. We just having fun, man. But we ain't backing down from there, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But Randy, y'all was real selective in the names. I mean, I understand putting a call out in general.
Hold on.
But you were real selective on the names you said now.
Junior, hold on. Let me say this. I watched the video, Junior. When they were specifically calling our names and Randy got up, he said, hold on, man. Hold on. Stop it. Anybody that don't have Young Money or Never Scared on their car, down on y'all ass, we going. Now cut the camera off. That's what I heard. He wasn't so
that's
much.
What
it,
Hey, Tone, I just want to make sure he want to share that wealth with the rest of the United States and not just
Junior.
Michigan. That's the only reason why I'm asking now.
Okay, hey, listen. He didn't say Michigan.
Yes.
He didn't say Detroit. He didn't say Wyandotte. He didn't say none of that shit. That man said, listen, y'all taking up too much of the tape naming all these individuals. If you do not have Never Scared or Young Money on your car, you got problems. Now cut the damn camera off. That's what I heard that man say.
Okay.
Hey, y'all must like our video or something, man. You know what I'm saying? We celebrities now, huh?
No, I ain't gonna say y'all. We ain't gonna say y'all that now.
You know what it is, it's more like
financial.
I gotta look on there and see how many hits we got on that.
I don't look at it as celebrities. I'm just trying to see which way I can line the ducks up. That's all that is with me.
Hey, Joey, listen here,
yes,
man.
Sir?
I've been saying for the past 3-4 weeks, man, ain't nobody out here I ain't going to engage with, man, when I'm right, man.
They went to when I'm right. They go to key word, when I'm right now.
Okay, is you going to engage with somebody if you ain't right?
Sometimes you have no choice but to engage.
Nah, that's a fool there. That's
right.
A fool that do some. Like
then I might be a fool you'd want to look for then.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking for your ass, man.
Thank you, sir. That's all I was asking. I just want to make sure that was clear. That's all I'm trying to find out.
Randy, who is your top 10 2014 grudge racers?
Who top, you
think
eight.
Will be? Top 8. We ain't going for 10. Oh, top 8. I'm
you
sorry.
Say, I mean,
Top eight. Let me see. It ain't got to be in no specific order, do it.
No particular order.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I like Dom. Dom going to be fast again this year. Oh, there's a couple of new cars coming out, man. That's going to be fast. That John Paquette guy got a Mustang coming out.
Who?
That Robert I forgot his last name, but he got a
Freiberger,
a small black turbo Mustang coming out that's gonna be fast. I like Kip was fast last year. How many is that right there?
That's four.
No, I like that road. Never scared Wayne. You know what I'm saying? That's five. Let me see. You know, we going to be in the mix, Gold Digger, you know, and John Doe, and Jimbo. Jimbo should be fast. But, you know, it's a lot more, it's more than what y'all, you know, it's Johnny Quick in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a whole lot of cars that's going to be fast this year, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Mark Frank.
This me, bro. I'm going to give you my eight. I'm going to have to go with Wayne. He finished the year off pretty good. He's looking good. I mean, y'all can't take nothing away from him. If he keeps it up, he'll look good this year. Johnny Quick, he came out.
Yes.
Junior, a regulator racing.
Chemo,
I forgot about Junior.
Regulator racing.
Chemo.
Brian Davis coming out.
No.
Forgot about Raj.
Raj coming out with the body.
But you know what? I can't. I still got to roll my man Johnny Williams. He coming back out in the junkyard.
You done lost your mind now.
Junkyard coming out. I'm just letting you know the cars is coming out now. I mean,
what about DMX?
DMX. DMX have a real nice car, a nice good running car. And I think when he actually get a hold on to that car, man, I think that man going to be dangerous.
Listen, the Grudge Gang from Detroit, man, is coming this year, man. It's a lot of – I can name 12 cars off the top of my head that's going to be fast, that's going to be able to compete. You know what I'm saying? So
now,
it's going to be a lot of cars.
Would you guys say with it being so many cars with so much horsepower – do you think it's going to come down to the driver and the tuner?
I think so. Yeah, you're going to have to be able to drive, and you're going to have to be able to get down that track. So I think so, definitely.
Cool. Who else we got open? Can we open some more?
Let me go on open up some of the lines and see what we got here. 312-0684, your mic is open.
It's more Tim. Why do you want to take such a dramatic step?
312-0684, your mic is open.
Really?
What's going on, Jones?
Larry, what's happening, man?
Call in and come in and pay my dues, man, to you and little Tony there, man, and see how y'all doing, man. But I'm trying to sit back and listen to the show, man.
You know it's cold and snowing all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Larry, what's going on with you, Larry? This meatball, man.
What's up,
man? You're not... What's going on, Larry? How you been today?
Man, wonderful, man. I ain't been outside. I'm gonna be wonderful as long as I stay.
I know you're not a Michigan native or whatever, but some of the cars that you do know out of Michigan, kind of hard to ask you what was your top eight be, but not a top eight. What was your eight cars that you think would be something to be reckoned with in 2014 out of Michigan?
My top eight.
However many you can name.
I know Dom. I know Latoni. I know what's his name? With the Malibu Gold Digger, Chemo. I know Wayne. Jimbo. I know quite a few of them, but as far as me just going, I couldn't put them in an order. I could just name the few people that I know, you know, and see y'all more so put them in an order. So that's why I didn't really try to get into that because, you know, the last part of the year and the middle part of the year is when I mostly had really, really just started getting into it because the first part of the year we've been real busy trying to get back ourselves. You know, so we got close to that point now. So when us getting close to that point, it's getting us to an it kept us busy to an extent where quite a few of them I missed. But I did get a chance to learn quite a few of them because I spent most of my time down there at 131, you know. So I was really getting familiar with them, and I could put them in a random order. But right now, I wouldn't be able to say the top cars. I mean, to be truthful and honest.
Oh, Larry, you don't have to put them in order. You can put them in random. We're just listing your top, you know, some of the cars you think that will be something to be reckoned with, but not in any particular order, but just cars you're familiar with that would be very competitive in 2014.
In 2014? Okay, well, starting out, I think Latoni going to be real competitive in 2014. I think Kimo is going to be competitive in 2014. Dob also. Gold Digger started making his way along, too. I think he's going to be competitive. That other guy, the one that they landed down with a parachute, I forgot what his name was, but he came down there with a kind of orangish, goldish car or something. What was his name?
That's Avery.
They landed on Avery. Yeah. Avery, that's who it was.
Yeah.
I think Avery, he going to be able to put on a good show when he comes because, you know, anytime you got somebody that will bring a helicopter and land you right down there on the field, you got to be a competitor.
Speaking of Avery, you know, me, Avery, and Tate the Great locked in the other day for July 26th at the Midwest Grudge Nationals.
No, I missed that one.
So we locked it in, baby. Money is up, date is set, all the stipulations is gone over and stipulated. Yes, sir. We locked and loaded.
Okay. What you say that is, though?
July 26th, Martin, Michigan.
Okay.
Midwest.
July 26th, Martin, Michigan.
That's US
131. Yeah, that's I know that's 131. Cause see, I got a chair down there, y'all. Y'all don't know about chair yet. I got a chair hidden down there. I have a reserve seat already out.
Hey, Larry, you can't tell them guys about that, man.
Hey, man, they can't mess with my chair, man. I tell them all about it. They can't tell them about
you. You on our side of the border, man. They don't want to hear that shit. You got a reserve
seat. Those guys know that whatever be going on between Chicago and Detroit, man, is good for the game, man.
That's right.
You know, and the killing part about it, man, we have a ball, man. You know, every time I go down, I have a ball, man. You know. I'm just hoping that 2014 be greater than 2013 because I know I had me a ball at one. I couldn't even stay away from 131, man.
There you go.
And then not only that, I had the grandbaby tagging along because my Lillard's grandbaby, when Donye ran cold killing lost, he went on there and told him, dog, man, you made me lose my $3. You know, so he been rad to get back to see Donye run some more. He fell in love with Donye that day.
That's gonna be a hell of a rematch when they meet up again.
You sure got that right? He ain't playing, man. He ain't playing. The man that started making moves, man, that I'm proud to see him doing what he's doing. You know, I'm proud to see anybody that's bringing something to the game, man, to make the game be just what it is, man. It's about drag racing, man. You know,
that's right.
Wherever you decide to march up the corporate ladder, down the middle of it, you're still important in the game. It's just all in where you want to be at, you know. So
there you
I enjoy
go.
All the guys, man. I enjoy them all. You know me, Joe. You know how I get out.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Hey Larry, I'm gonna leave your mic open. I'm gonna open up a couple more. See what's going on. All
okay.
Right?
All right.
All right, brother. 313-9248. Your mic is open.
What up, Meatball? Latona, the Cecil, off the water.
What's going on, Cecil, man? What's up, though? Man, you got your favorite man on the. You got Randy on the phone. Your favorite friend.
Yeah, that's my man. What's up, young money?
What's happening, man? Hey, Cecil. Tell these
what
motherfuckers, man, you just strictly off the water now. You not no ride or die, man.
I fuck with ride or die. You know, they invite me to one of the shows, but, I just can't.
I just fuck with just one person.
You know, I can't go with 3, 4, 5 people. You know, but it is what it is, you know. I'm representing my team first, you know, that off the water. That's for sure, you know that.
Hey,
I'm trying to start up a legacy like that. You know, right? I've been around for a while, like Never Scared. They've been around. We trying to get our shit together. What up, though, my guy?
Fuck ride or die, man.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on, Randy. I'm going to give you 5 seconds and say you sorry.
What you going to do, fall out of an ass attack, motherfucker?
You say what?
What you gonna do? Fall out and have an asthma attack, a panic attack, or say I'm sorry?
Man, no, man. I'm just trying to say that cranberry weak bitch you got over there.
Hey, but I saw my top eight. I got a few good ones in there. My course, Jim, my man Johnny Quick. I know he gonna come out. He coming out right, Jimbo. Wayne, yeah, you got to get hats off to Wayne, Gold Digger. I like that yellow Mustang. I mean, that yellow Camaro that Tony got. You know, Dom. And I think I don't know if he's coming out this year, but he's told to. I think Dougie is gonna be a bad bitch to be reckoned with. He said he's coming out, so I think.
Yeah, Super Dougie.
Super Dougie. He's supposed to be coming out, so.
From my understanding, Dougie got a badass roller sitting over there, and he ain't got a motor, man. So hopefully he can put it together, man. But he got a bad motherfucker over there.
Yeah, I heard a little difference, you know. I heard he coming out, but I like Rube in them car too, and
Rube
in them cars.
You can go on and on, man. I'm telling you, it's about
yeah,
15,
it's so many. I want to put my car. See, when y'all say the top eight, do y'all mean in that class or just fast period?
We're just talking about what cars are gonna be some of the cars to beat in 2014.
That rat bitch I got, that hood rat. People underestimate me. They don't think I'm gonna go fast, but that rat bitch, she gonna make a move. Already been trying to engage.
Hey, forgetting about
Dirty
Brown, Mike Panetta. I'm putting my car out there. It's a lot of fast cars gonna be out here this year.
That's the whole reason
I got
that
to
this.
Put my car in.
That's the whole reason of this conversation, because we didn't mention all of these names, and one car we forgot to mention was Frankenstein. He was riding.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I won too. I was gonna mention Phil. Phil actually supposed to be my second car I mentioned, but I got sidetracked. But yes, that truck, he got that bitch tuned. He getting faster and faster.
And nobody mentioned the Moscone's. The Moscone's was riding good,
Nobody.
See, it's just so many, it just be slipping our minds. So when you put pressure on us saying eight, you know, we just coming off the top of our head with eight, but it's so many, man. It's a lot of nice cars.
I think by mentioning eight makes you miss some people, and it opens up the discussion.
Yeah,
So yeah, if you have 10, you're gonna mention everybody. But if you have 8, you're gonna miss somebody. If somebody has,
you got to be at like 15. Like Chuck,
I gotta break
it. This car back out. So it's
I got a breaking news. I got a breaking news. I just received a text saying if anybody get in the way of the executioner, they will get ran over.
See, that's dumb shit. You know Dom gonna be riding.
If anybody get in the way of the executioner, they will get ran over.
So that means whoever ain't got a executioner sticker and T-shirt on, bow down, goddammit.
You.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't know Dom Young Money
now, man.
You say,
let me ask
Dom
is what? Dom Young Money
now,
man.
On his top.
Hey, Red, you better stop.
Hold on. Young Money, hey, Tone. Young Money talk about that's a Young Money
you
car.
You better stop.
That sounds like a conflict of interest. You said it got a what sticker on it, Tony?
Has a Motor City Mafia sticker on it.
Oh, okay. Y'all want some of that Young Money? Hello?
Hey, check this out.
Okay.
You know Rob Freiberger with that we talked about earlier with that turbo Mustang called the Thing. He got a Motor City Mafia sticker too.
Man,
everybody's going to Motor City Mafia, huh? Brandon and them went to Motor City Mafia, huh? Or did they accept him?
Man, hell nah. Tell little Tony I want that weak shit that over there. No, tell him, Tony, man. Tell him you got the urge.
It's not
right,
what you know. It's what you can prove.
Hey, Tony, let me go
open
on.
The mic
let me go on and open up. 313-5817, your mic is open.
Max.
What up, though?
What it be like, brother?
Man,
come on. Man, come on in, man. It's cold outside. Come on in, DMX. What's happening, man?
I'm in the house, dog. Chilling. What's going on, fellas? Hey, I heard y'all topic, man. I heard y'all topic, but you know what, man? Just leave me out of that. I'm a lay the law down my goddamn self.
I like that.
You know, everybody else y'all named, they showed what they had. I started coming along at the end, but I'ma start over fresh. Y'all can add this conversation back in June sometime.
No, but you were already brought into conversation. So your car was mentioned as being one of the cars to beat in 2014. So you can't exclude yourself from this conversation.
So, all right, then. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I started coming along.
Give me your top 8 cars to beat in 2008. And everybody has their opinion, so you really can't go with it. There is no law. There is no law we have to follow, no rules. It's just your opinion.
There's no right or wrong.
My thing is, I don't think it should be a top 8. I think it should be a top 15.
It shouldn't be a top.
You know,
it shouldn't be, no, because you can take into consideration who the driver is, who the tuner is.
Yeah,
we talking about cars to beat. We ain't talking. You can have a lot
right,
of horsepower.
Right, but I'm saying, we got a for show set of 15 cars that can go knock on everybody got
DMX.
DMX, we're going to make it real easy.
What's up?
Who the baddest motherfuckers out of Michigan? Who's going to be the baddest motherfuckers out of Michigan in 2014? That'll make it real.
Who's gonna be the baddest out of this?
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me say this: if you got 8 slots of motherfuckers, they say you could run, and out of these 8 slots, they say if you take these 8 cats, we'll pay you $3,000 a race. Who you gonna run against? Or who your top? If you got 8 slots to pick. to have the top eight guys you would run in 2014, who would it be? It's the same conversation. If you go 15, right. You're going to name
if
your 15.
If you're telling me I got to pick eight people that I will run out of Michigan.
Who you think in your mind.
I
got to
run the fast. I
got to
run the fast people,
yeah.
Right? All right. Wayne will be one. Johnny Quick will be one. Dom, Junior, Phil, Kimo, Aaron. And, you know, shit. I don't know who the last car would be.
John Doe
might be the last car, you know.
Right. It's an opinion, man. You got your top eight opinion. You only got eight slots. So we ain't giving nobody 15 and 10 slots. It's eight slots. Pick your top guys. And somebody else can come in and say, hey, this is who I like. So it's an opinion.
Right.
Hey, somebody got some music going on. Can you mute that
somebody
mic, please?
Chuck E. Cheese.
So we can get that background noise out of there. Well, let me go on down to the next one. Go ahead, DMS.
But the thing is, Reds, this is what it got to be, man. When the Motor City go out of town to get down with somebody, it ain't no we going to race each other out of town. We can fuck each other up in our own backyard. That's what everybody in Michigan, we got fucking egos. We want to be the man at our track, at somebody else's track. When you leave this motherfucker and cross the border, y'all become one motherfucking clique, and y'all take it to everybody ass who don't belong there.
Like Chicago?
Oh, Chicago got it right. They don't come racing each other unless they in that shootout.
I said, like putting your foot in Chicago's ass next year. We got a lot of money.
Yeah,
we going down on them.
You know what? I really appreciated that you said it the way you did, Reg. You got a lot of money to get back. You are correct about that, sir.
It's gonna start in July.
Hey, when we come back with the Clash of the Titans, Chicago got to get that money up. We locked and loaded this year, bro.
I mean, you know what the thing with that is? You know, you gonna have to earn it. Cause one is you can't take it, and two is ain't nobody gonna give it to you. Y'all gonna have to earn that shit.
We want y'all to hide it, lock it, and bury it. I understand. I spoke to these gentlemen.
I spoke to these gentlemen, and I told them, y'all need to stop going into people's houses, kicking the front door in, going straight to the kitchen and the bedroom. At least stop in the living room and say hi to these people. But see, that's how they do it over here. You know, I did explain that to them. At least this time
around, Red,
when they come to take your shit, at least they going to say hi to you. I promise you.
Hey,
Junior. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They ain't going to get a chance to say hi because ain't nothing getting took this year.
I mean, you know what? I truly believe in this. If I could take it one time, I could sure in the fuck take it twice. The hardest part, the sun shines
on a dog's ass once, but it don't shine twice.
Yeah, and you know, gangsters, we don't dance, we boogie, baby. You seen that shit? You see how they roll?
Oh yeah, I know that.
But let's go. Let's get back. Let's get back to what we were talking about because. Y'all motherfuckers gonna end up on suicide watch tonight. I keep fucking with y'all. Let me go on to the next mic, man. 586-1577, your mic is open.
Young Money, goddammit.
Who's Money?
What's up, Pumpkinhead?
Man, what's up, man? Cecil, man, you gonna change up on us like that? You said you don't want nothing to do with ride or die. They don't know how to work on a car.
Man.
They can't help you. Every time you need help, who you call, Cecil? You call Young Money. Right or wrong?
You fake ass racist, Cecil.
Hey, you call Young Money for everything. Hey, you know what's so crazy? Cecil got a flat tire the other day. He called right about. They say they don't know to change the tire. I came to help the man.
It wasn't a slick. It was a tire that saw it. Cuddy, give us your top eight, man.
The top eight, John Doe, Gold Digger, Dom, Little Tony driving the Great White, so that's in there.
We said Michigan cut. What the hell wrong with you, man? Michigan cut.
Little Tony Lynn here.
Where the hell is Tony? Ain't no Michigan car, man.
Alright,
hey, DMX. Tom, let me find out you from Ohio or some shit. You been fronting this whole time, motherfucker. Hey, cut. I'm gonna let you right back in, but
yo,
I gotta say this before it pass, man. It's either they don't want no trouble with you, Tone, or they don't want no trouble with that Great White, man. I didn't understand that, but I'ma just let it hang out there for a minute. Maybe you can let me know.
Hey,
you
in my house, motherfucker!
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know we hunting sharks this year, goddammit.
Okay. Now, you're going to make me jump out there. You want to engage with that Great White?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
do you want to engage
right
with that Great White? Okay, there go the key word. My bad. I'm going to mute my mic. I heard that when we. That's enough for me then. I stand down. Stand down.
Anything your ass since you ready to engage, when you come out with something, I'm down on your ass, bro.
And you know what, sir? You know what, sir? You ain't got to come look for me. I promise you, I'll be in your house. I promise you.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you.
I promise you that.
Hey, I
don't know what neighborhood you live in, sir, but when you see that band of Puerto Ricans coming through, do not get scared. Do not get scared, sir. I'm coming to your house, man.
Hey, Julie, little Tony, no little younger than you. I got to get you out of the game. Yo, dad's
that?
A number, so I got to get you where I can, goddammit.
Shit, you got to catch me quick, boy. And for real, hey, let me ask you this. You ever shoot dice, sir? You ever shoot dice, sir?
Nah, I don't do no gambling like that.
Okay, let me tell you about some junkie dice, them junkie dice shooters. Those is the motherfuckers that go to your house, knock on the door, and tell you what you hit for. That's what I'm coming to do, sir. I'm gonna knock on your door. All I gotta say is what you hit for, sir. Let's roll. But
like
hey,
that,
Cuddy,
like
go ahead, Cuddy.
What else you got, Cuddy?
All right.
John Doe, Gold Digger, Dom, Jimbo, DMX, White Trash, Brian Davis, last but least, Pumpkinhead.
I hear you. Represent your car. Represent your
yes,
car.
Yes, sir.
Keep him rolling.
Yes, sir.
Keep him rolling.
Yes, sir. Hey, because I'm coming for Cecil ass. Hey, Cecil, when I beat you, you got to wear your money shirt, too.
Man, I already told you, man. See me when your car grow up.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? I'm going to be over there helping tuning your car.
No. Because you my man now. We got a relationship outside of racing now. You my man.
Hey.
If you want my man, I'd have been and dealt with your fat ass. Oh my God.
Hey, because you know right about it, I don't know shit about working on a car.
Damn, Meatball, it's like that, Meatball.
Meatball ain't got nothing to say.
Hey, Meatball damn can't it, say man. Nothing. Ride or die.
Well, hold on, I have my phone on mute. I mean, this coming from a son bitch that
that wipe his ass first and then shit. I mean, he's backwards as hell anyway.
hey, Meatball, hold on, Meatball. Because you just fucked my head up. I've been doing that shit my whole life. I didn't know that was backwards, man.
Hey, wipe his ass first and shit, huh, Meatball?
Well, yeah, shit. He got his ass for dead shit. You know what I mean?
I want to make shit clean when I go.
Hey, dude, it's all right. Meatball over there shit out of shit, man. So it's all good.
Yeah. But at least it ain't on myself, goddammit. But Teddy J, we all got history. We all cool outside the racing, but you know when it comes to racing, you know we just got to race.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but the number one car got the hit on it. It's Pine car.
You know,
Pine got a big ass target on it.
That's what we got looking for.
Pine ain't bringing out nothing, man.
Hold on, that's who y'all looking for. Y'all looking for Pine, man. So Pine's the first one. But I'm trying to lock y'all up for the first no EC, man, with that Trailblazer against Mandy, that convertible Mustang y'all got.
We got a Grand National we'll lock them in with.
Okay, we like that too.
Hey, Meatball, I got a question. Now, Pine got a race car or a street car?
Man, Pine going to come out with a street car, man.
Hey, Pine
got a car that he's supposed to go to the grocery store with, man.
But listen here, Pine car can do more than what John Doe can do right now.
Hey, listen, at the bar, Pine told me he's going to have a full road cage. He's going to have a full-blown race car. He didn't say no street
car. That's a race car. Full road cage, that's a race car.
Man, Pine ain't even got a decent pair of shoes to wear, man. Fuck Pine.
God
man. Hey, you know what?
Matter of fact, get that man on the phone so he can defend himself, man.
I'm gonna defend him, goddammit. You ain't gotta go too far. I'm here.
Hey, Meatball.
Anybody who calls
hey,
me, man.
Hey, Meatball, let that man defend his own self, man.
Man, listen, man. DMX, man, listen. That's cut, and cotton
hey,
candy
hey, DMX,
sweet bread.
You know he can't call him. His brother phone off, so it's all right. Hey, send a message on Facebook or something on Instagram.
Yeah, it's falling off, man.
Oh, shit, man.
Well, let me go on.
Hey, Randy, did you hear when I had that announcement, mate? If anybody in the executioner way, he will run over them. Yeah, I did get that memo.
He ain't
right.
Running over nobody. Tell Dom to sit his ass down somewhere.
Hey, tell Dom, I'm gonna keep him from I'm gonna cut his rice supply off. You keep on talking shit now. You know he can't live without rice.
Tell him I'm gonna take his pot of gold. Hold on a minute. Randy, now hold on, man. What you mean a man can't live without rice? What type of situation is that?
Mexican survivor. You know, they survive on rice.
Now hold on, because that I know of, watermelon ain't in season right now. Watch it now.
Oh, wow.
All right, now.
Hey, where's Kimo,
Joe,
man? Is Kimo on vacation?
Let me go on.
Y'all probably ain't open Kimo mic yet.
I don't know what my name is, but... I heard y'all did call Kimo out at the first OET, right, with Gold Digger?
Yeah, we did.
Let me go on and open up the next one. We might find them in here somewhere. 773-9705. Your mic is open. You ain't going to find them with them numbers. What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up, Junior? What's up, little Tony? And Meatball.
What's going
Sham.
On, man? Sham, what's
man,
going on?
Peaceful. Man, everything's
what's
peaceful,
on,
man. I'm just listening in on y'all, trying to shovel snow and listening in at the same time.
There you
hey,
go.
Man, you can do one or the other, man. It's fucked up out there, man.
Hey, Sham.
Yes,
who
sir.
Who do you see as the top cars in Michigan? Who you think gonna be the elite this year out of Michigan?
Oh, what? Well, really, I mean, I don't particularly look at Michigan cars myself. To tell you the truth, Junior.
Oh
I
man, you damn racist! You damn racist race car driver, motherfucker! Get your racist ass up this phone.
Big chance.
That gotta be X. Don't do that, X. I'm just biased to the Chicago and Indiana cars, but. I mean, I know a few.
Hey, man.
I know a few
hey, we know
cars.
All y'all cars, man. We know all y'all,
y'all know.
Shit when it comes to the line.
I know a few cars, but I mean, I don't really pay y'all that much mind, to tell you the truth.
So you saying as long as they don't cross the border, as long as they don't cross the border, they're not relevant. Is that what you're saying?
Don't fix down, man.
Not to me. No, not to me.
There you go.
That's just me.
Hey, Randy, we're going to go to his show.
We got to go down to his house and terrorize them boys.
Yeah,
well,
we
got
to move. Can you? Hey, we got to make ourselves
well,
known.
Well, I mean, the last time I remember, we was in Michigan and y'all had a little something there, and I think a Chicago car won y'all thing. I want to say.
Hey, shit happened that day. We'll be back. We're going to terrorize Chicago and Indiana.
DMX, I got a question. You said shit happened.
What's up, man?
Shit happened to a lot of guys.
Hey, man, a lot of cars.
A lot of cars. What? Hey, we got some background noise there. Somebody got a TV, radio, or some shit on. Can you mute that mic, please?
Somebody in their semi. That might be chemo.
Well, I'm gonna say this, man. Ain't going to be no different than this year. Those issues y'all had, you're going to have them every time motherfuckers out of Chicago roll up that way, man.
We ain't going to have them, dog.
We ain't going up there to play, man.
Hey, you going to be up here. Is you going to be up here at that race, little Tony, them give
them? Yes, sir.
You make sure you come up there and watch what happened to Chicago that day, man.
Yes, sir.
What's going to happen, man?
Down on their ass, we going.
See, this is the thing. You can go down on a motherfucker's ass. It's how he going to respond back. That's what makes the difference. Because it's easy. I tell a motherfucker, man, I go out there and whoop his ass. But what if he whooped my ass? Then what? And that's what's been happening to y'all. Y'all been going down on our ass and losing.
This is 2014.
Let me go to the next caller before I get a text from headquarters and I get chastised again. 773-9483. Your mic is open.
Weight off my shoulders. In fact, he says keeping his weaker chin gave him a stronger voice.
773-9483. Your mic is open. Hello.
I'm here. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's up? What's
happening? State your name and state your business, sir.
Puerto Rican Pete, just listening to the show. What's up, guys?
There what's up, go. Puerto Rican?
What's up?
Hey, Pete. Who do you think the top cars are going to be out of Michigan this year. I mean, the guys that are going to be the front runners there.
I don't know. I keep my mouth quiet on that one. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I ain't
Then you got it. Well, go hold on with us. I'm gonna go to the next one and see what's happening. 313-845. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Aaron got to get him.
Hey, if you're not talking, put your mic on mute. We're getting a lot of background. If you're not talking, put your mic on mute. And if you need to talk, take it off mute. That way everybody can hear.
There you go. 734-7294. Your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas?
What's going
Hello?
On, man?
Man,
yeah, you're on.
Hey, I'm just calling to get my top eight, you know.
Hello? Come on with it, brother. Who we got here,
okay,
man?
Hey, Corey.
All right, Hello? Corey, come on with it. Who your top eight,
man,
brother?
Okay, I'm going to start off with Frankenstein. Ride or Die.
Who out of Ride or Die?
Johnny Williams, Ruben,
okay.
Drew Clark out of Jackson.
They go a new one.
And Blackstein, Mark Crank, and Jimbo.
There you go.
Wow, that's a whole can of new words,
dude,
man. That goes
dude,
to show
dude,
you that
guy know about
that
right
game. that's his opinion. That's why I say it's going to be wide open this year.
Now I'm going to ask a question. And you guys know him better than I do. Your boy Chucky.
What about old
I mean,
Chucky?
Okay, just that. Ain't Chucky a grudge racer?
Yeah, he's going to be pretty fast. He's going to be pretty quick.
He's gonna be fast, man.
Yeah, Brian Davis is gonna have a fast car.
Okay.
It's gonna come down to driving.
But
I did hear
Matt Paul is looking for Cutter Jr.
You know what? Pound for pound, if you let Matt Paul get out on you, you ain't going to go get him because he can cut a tree.
That's right.
That's the dirty car, ain't it? Or dirty junior
dirty
or something
junior.
Like that?
I still say people sleeping on Mike Panetta, man.
Yeah, I feel
ain't nobody. Hey, the thing is, ain't nobody sleeping on Panetta. Panetta is a fucking joke. That's what the problem
all
is.
Right.
Ain't nobody sleeping
right.
on him. He a joke, man.
Got a question.
He a
What's
joke.
Panetta? Which car is Panetta's car?
Dirty brown.
Okay.
It ain't
you
his
got,
car. He
got,
the driver.
You got
he the
dirty
driver.
Dirty.
It ain't his car.
You got Dirty and Dirty Junior. Is that correct?
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me go on to the next one. 313-6941. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Young Money, love.
Young Money, what's
yeah,
happening?
Young Money.
You know, I'm starting to like that, man. I'm starting to like that. You know, hey Randy.
What's happening?
I mean, I'm starting to like that, man. The boss get on the line and the whole crew call in, man. That's what's happening, man. Hey, man, I know I ain't out of Michigan, man. Can I join y'all group, man?
Ah, shit. No, hell yeah.
You got to
hell
be 30.
Yeah.
Hey, you got, Julia, you got to be 30 and under to sign with Young Money, man.
Shit, I ain't but 27 years old, sir.
Well, welcome aboard then, my brother.
Yeah,
give us your top
young
eight, brother.
Young Money, what's your pick, man?
Hello? Did y'all mute his mic?
No, he may have fell off. Let me go on. Open up. 313-7714. Your mic is open.
No, he ain't a big boy. Only big boys sleep in their own beds.
313-7714. Your mic is open.
Oh, okay. Well, big boys don't sleep in their own bed.
Move on.
Well, we going to the next one. Why he put him to bed? So 773-2199. Your mic is open.
What the hell he was talking about?
Putting the big boy
Junior.
To bed. Yes, sir.
Junior, what's going on with you, man?
Man, what's happening? Who's this?
Hootie? This Hootie, man. Eastside Stranglers.
Hootie, who?
Man, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
Tell it like it
who's
is,
man.
Who's
looking for the Stranglers, man? Who's looking for the Stranglers?
They ain't looking for the Stranglers, man.
Oh, okay, man.
If you ain't residing on the Michigan side of the country, they said this does not pertain to you. All these call-outs, all these videos, and all this jaw-jacking stuff do not pertain to anything other than Michigan.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, know what, then? I ain't got nothing else to say to you. What's understood
let me ask you a question. Who do you think out of Michigan going to be a force to reckon with, man? What's your top eight on that? If you would have to pick the top eight to go up against, man.
First off, I'm gonna give my top three. My man DMX gonna be a force to reckon with. Everybody keep underestimating him. Hey, I think he's gonna be a force to reckon with this year, man. The man got something to prove, and I'm there to support the man 100% on anything he's trying to do.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? DMX, I'm going to give props out to Aaron. To Aaron, goddammit, you know, he definitely gets his races on. You know what I'm saying? He don't talk about it. He definitely bit about it. So, goddammit, you know, my opinion, I think Aaron is going to have a good year. Lil Tony, he's going to have a good year. Wayne, he should have a good year. King Bro, he ain't going to do nothing.
Uh-oh.
Melvin, I believe he got something to prove this year. Old
That's
school,
a new one.
You know, he definitely gonna get out there. Who else? Jimbo, he got something to prove this year. Brian Davis, who else I'm leaving out? Junior.
Yeah, you got good choices, brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fry guy. Yeah.
Raj.
You know what I'm saying? And last not least, Johnny Quick. I think he got something to prove this year. So everybody want to throw him under the rug, but that man is – the man works on his cars, builds his cars, and he drives his cars.
Hey,
and
you want me to tell you something?
Hey.
Hey, Hootie, I listened for about 3 months. I kept hearing Johnny Quick. Boy, they used to talk about him like a dog. Man, that man came
hell
out
yeah.
there, man, and for a month, maybe 2 months straight, started assassinating people. You don't hear nobody talk about Johnny Quick. You hear that?
No.
Listen. Yeah, that's Johnny Quick right there. Quiet as a church mouse. See ya.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's my opinion, though, man. But one thing
I
do like about the Michigan races, though, hey, listen, one thing I do admire about everybody out there in Michigan, they races, man. They is what we used to be up here. Our guys up here in South Chicago, I ain't throwing nobody underneath the rug, but we do too much talking and not enough racing, man. Too much talking about it, man. I mean, honestly, man, cut all them stems out. And let's race. I feel if my small tire car is equal to your big tire car, hey, I'm going to try. You know, all them steps, 8 mile, quarter mile, all that shit. Man, listen, we up north. We run the quarter. but we should learn how to run the ace. That's been the smarter in the drag racing game than me. If you can run both, shit, hands down. And the, can a
motherfucker
run?
Right.
Hey, Hootie,
let them know you coming to a racetrack near them, man. Y'all know they coming.
Listen, man. Jaws will be out 2014. I kept having problems last year. I kept breaking. Money ain't right. So, you know, man, when the money ain't right, it takes a little time for you to fix your shit. But I guarantee you this year I'm going to be tuned and ready to get the nearest track near you to try anybody, not anybody, but people that I feel like I want to try, I'm going to try them. You know, because I can't beat everybody. I ain't trying to race anybody.
There you go.
You know,
yeah,
after the strike, we definitely be down. And we definitely going to have more than one car, two car that y'all normally seeing. We got an arsenal too, man, but it's just that I'm from the cloth, man. Fuck talking about it. I'm going to be about it. So I ain't going to broadcast all the cars we got, what we trying to do. We just going to let action speak for itself.
There you go. Let me go on to the
there
next.
There you go, Hoop. What up, though, Hoop?
Yes, sir. Running like Joe. What's up, buddy? That's my boy, Running like. He got the reddest Cadillac I ever could know, baby. Running like Joe. I hear you, though.
248-0476. Your mic is open. 248-0476. Your mic is open. Well, let's go to the next one. 313-6941. 313-6941. Your mic is open.
The shoes from Young Money. I just can't call to get my top eight for the Grudge Cross this season coming up.
Come on with it, brother.
I say Junior, Gold Digger, John Doe, Don, Fry Guy, White Trash, Chemo, and one more good when people ain't saying nothing about Boost Creek.
What the hell? Who was that now?
Boots Creek.
That convertible car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He seemed like he gonna be tough.
I tell you, man, everybody's sleeping on Kip and Chad, man. That Wicked Racing going to be fast, too.
Yeah, they're going to be fast, too. That Blood Knot they got.
Kip and Chad, they got a convertible also, don't they?
Nope, not bad.
And they got a convertible, the white. Remember Kip's white convertible?
Yeah, they got a plan with them. Okay.
Well, Red, you know, Kip was on my list, though. I said Kip.
Oh, that red and white.
You did. Yeah. No, he got a white one, then they got the black car.
Yeah.
Hey, Shoes, what's up, man? What's up, Young Money?
Let me go and open up the next one. 414. 6614, your mic is open. 414-6614. What's happening, man? What's going on, man?
Man, it's dope, man. These guys singing. Who is?
What's happening, man?
What do you do? What's going on, man? Chilling. Getting back, man. I hear y'all on here talking.
Stokes, what's
back,
going
man.
On, buddy?
Nothing much, yo. It's another Sunday, man. Sitting back on the show again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga, so high as a motherfucker.
Man, we is, man. It's snowing up here. We got a blizzard. Hey, I'm rolling the blunt right now.
Shit. AX, man. Come on, man. Everybody was laid back,
man.
Chilling, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I don't work 6 days.
What's up, man?
12 hours a day. Woo! Man, the Sunday off, good football, Packers lost. Oh, yeah. I'm loving this.
Coach, what you seeing out of Michigan, man, this year, brother?
Oh man, I'm from Chicago, man. Born and raised, all that they had that.
You want something
from Chicago?
You looking to engage with them? See, that's the thing. See, they laid the disclaimer early on into the show. This about Michigan now. They don't want us. They don't want us putting no pressure on their guys, man. You know?
Oh, no.
You get three, four guys out of Chicago and everybody get quiet now. So you know how that go.
No, man, I don't know too many up there like that. But you know, I like to see Lil Tony go. I think Lil Tony he gonna get out this year. I say the other guy, man. The dude, he do the little film too, Lil Carter. Him.
Yeah. You know what?
Nobody brought up Lil Carter.
You the first one to mention Carter.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so, hey. Yeah. Carter's definitely gonna do his thing this year.
Hey, definitely though. You know, he mingles and jingles at the track. He come over there with us, talk with us. You know. Yeah, you know, he showed us this car one time, you know. I see what kind of car he had. I see he's going down the track. And I seen him blow somebody back out, so, you know.
Yeah, Carter's another one. If he sorted out, he going to be up there.
Yeah.
Somebody else that's going to be fast is Squinchy, man. He's got about Squinchy too, Red. He's going to be fast this year.
Chris Jarman.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Chris Jarman.
Somebody said Meatball.
Chris Jarman.
Meatball fell off, sir.
Oh, I was wondering about some of these like streetable cars, like some of them. These are just some of the names that I didn't conjure up. June and Mo, Super Dougie, Big World. Big Country, Doozy, where they at? Brandon Smith, where they at? Street car.
We need to get Meatball in here, cause my understanding.
We talking about the heavy hitters for the grudge cars on the track.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Let me stand down then. I just thought you was just talking about notables that might, you know, try to engage.
We talking about the elite. We talking about the NGL, the National Grudge League.
I'm gonna tell you something, Reg. Don't underestimate the lower group, because them boys.
Them boys engage hard. Junior, that's a whole nother topic.
We set up several conversations, and
what we're talking about is you know, the guys we've been talking about, the street cars are very fast, extremely, too fast to be on the street. But what we're talking about is, you know, the cars that got to go through the process of tech and that are in our shootouts, that are in the heavy, you know, the heavy hitters.
We're not talking about money wise.
We're talking about heavy hitters and horsepower.
Right. I apologize. I was just thinking about some of the cars like me.
No, you good, man. You know, nobody's opinion is not. No, but it's welcome. But I'm just saying that's a great topic that we have coming up. But no, you don't have to stand down. That's your opinion, man. We understand, and those guys need to be recognized for who they are. I mean, it all started where it all started. Who calling a pizza
got,
in, man?
We got somebody hitting buttons. Mute your mic, brother. There you go.
That's who else we got, Jim?
That's it. I got them. I got all the ones that I opened. We got them all open.
We mentioned the we mentioned, we, hey,
because I know
hey,
somewhere
we
deep down in my heart.
What was that now? Fuck it, man. Hey, man.
But, hey, we mentioned all these cars and
You know I'm gonna chuck you out, right?
Somebody being funny, man. Look, I ain't the one. I am not. This is Reggie Harris, man. I am not putting that man name in my mouth. In his mouth. I ain't missing that man name. So somebody up here crying.
Cool name, man. Cool name.
Well, I mean, hey, Riz, this real easy. If the man is considered a contender, then you got to put his name out there. If he's not a contender, he a pretender.
We gotta see what the mailman gonna do next year too. He got a nice car.
What are you gonna do?
Hey man,
I mean,
Man, look, I am not crying. That is not me, man. Everybody keep putting that on me, man. I am not crying, man. That is, I'm talking to y'all, so that ain't me.
What's up, Joey?
Hey, I mean, you say he ain't. What he gonna do or what he ain't gonna do?
And what he gonna do?
I mean, shit. You don't know. Ooh. That man might be in the process right now stepping up his program, man.
Who are you talking about?
That red Malibu.
That name you don't like to say.
I am not. Hey man, I didn't wash my hands on it. Actually, he had nothing to do with me and Chris Jarman's problems.
Right.
So I left him alone.
Well, that's what's
where's
up,
my
man.
Money,
hey,
where's my money?
Hey, Slouch. Gotta board him in.
Wait. Hey, that'd be Slouch doing that crime, man.
Where's my money, bitch?
Hey, man, somebody, hey, wait a minute. Did somebody record me that day I was up at Chris Jarman's shop, man? I was pretty mad that day. I think Slouch taped me saying that, man. I was pretty upset. Where's my money, bitch?
Hey, Rick. I think I had a conversation with the man from the damn man.
No, I ain't talked to that cat, man.
Man, you
that
just
man fell off.
You just told me you was at his.
I said that was the day I went to go pick my car up. That's what I was saying.
No, you said you was at his house on Christmas. He taught you how to make that gumbo.
Everybody got comedy hours. Hey, but getting back to the subject, now that we've mentioned all of these cars, is all this horsepower, is it gonna come down to driver and the tuner?
Thank you. Yeah, I can tune their car to the track, that's what it is.
Because a lot of guys have a lot of horsepower, and they don't get their cars down the track. And it comes down to the tuner.
Hey, hold on. Let me open up a couple of these mics. 586-5134. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening. I'm at work right now. I'm just listening. I don't even know how I got in the canoe.
What's up, Johnny?
What's up, Quick?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Let's start talking. Give us your top eight, Johnny.
What's up?
Give us your top eight cars
for the 2014.
Johnny Quick.
Nah. There's a lot of fast cars around here. There'll be some fast cars. There's a lot of cars that are coming out that was never mentioned, but I ain't going to ruin their hustle.
Hey, Quick. Is it fair to say you're going to have a bad bitch this year?
Man, I got the slowest car. Isn't that how you hustle?
All right. I respect
that. I thought you were supposed to act slow. I thought you were supposed to act slow and be fast. Isn't that how you make money? I thought that was what grudge racing was all about.
Hey, true grudge racing. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, we know it's tough in those steel plants, man. Be safe up there, man. We heard about that incident last month, so be careful, brother.
Yeah, it's nuts in here right now. We got a break though right now, but I was just listening. I'm in the shanty. I got to go out here. It's going to be loud out here, so you guys, I'm going to mute it unless you guys got
the
holiday.
Right,
but
there'll be
some fast cars out this year. There's about three or four cars that I know right now that are coming out that'll be real fast that nobody's even mentioned. I'm going to be driving a couple, and there's a couple other cars, a couple boosted cars. There's going to be some fast shit out this year, and it's going to come down to driver and tuner. I don't care what anyone says, any small tire car. It's going to be who can get down the track that day clean. And I don't care qualifying. Just because you're number one qualifier don't mean you're going to win a race. It's going to come down to the race. Too many people fuck up, sleep. The eighth-mile race, you sleep at the tree, you know, a couple hundreds, you lost the race. So it's going to come down to that. Anyone could get beat any day. Like I was saying on Facebook a little bit ago, the baddest man is the one who won the most money at the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Right about that.
So, I mean, you could win 20, 30 races if they're $100 a piece, but, hey, the one who won is the one who made the most money. And at the end, that's what grudge racing is about.
Respect your opinion, man. Be safe out there.
But
all
right, guys, I'm out. I'll see you.
All righty, Johnny. All righty, 313-6750. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Hello.
313-6750. Your mic is open. Okay. 313-0178. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
All righty.
Man, that chemo.
No, what's chemo last for? That did sound like chemo, didn't it?
I think that was chemo there.
yeah, that's me. I'm listening to these fools.
Yeah.
K-Bow.
I just got on.
You just listening, huh, motherfucker?
Yeah, I'm just listening, sitting back waiting to rake young money. I got a rake.
Chemo, what's your top eight?
I knew you went too far in the bushes, Chemo. Goddamn, you're going to have to duck your head off sooner or later.
I like watching Video Vixen. y'all have searched this for some Video Vixen.
Hey, Rez,
why are you so scared of Bub and them shit? If a motherfucker kept your money, I mean, you got a right to live. Bub got a file with him trying to pay you. Tell him to fuck up the chase.
Because I know. Somewhere deep down in my heart.
Oh,
Y'all wrong with that, man. Y'all wrong.
Y'all wrong with that, man.
Y'all, I'm cold, man. Y'all wrong.
Oh, like I said, deep down inside my heart.
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong.
That's fucked
that
up,
damn
dog.
Hey, man, that damn DMX a comedian, ain't he? Hey, how DMX clear his throat up, man? Like, you talk like that.
Hey, man, that ain't me, dog. That slouch ass doing that shit, man.
You know, DMX, deep down in my soul. Deep down in my soul. Down on the nigga's ass. Motherfucker better pay me. Yeah, DMX, you customer service rep.
Hey, man, fuck you, Chemo.
I ain't said a motherfucking thing.
Thank you for calling.
I'm gonna let you know I said it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling Walmart. It's DMX. Appliances, call back.
Man, what was the show about today?
Top 8 cars coming out 2014.
8 of them?
Yeah.
That sounds like the Young Money. Young Money. The Young Money count.
Name them. Kimo, who your top?
Huh?
Name yours. Yeah, your top 8 cars that's going to be heavy hitters this year.
You can't say who's going to be a heavy hitter until the year gets going.
Hey, Kimo, come on now, participate, man. It's just top cars you think are going to be fast this year.
Man, you can't name that because, for one, you don't know if the cars don't work. You know, people change the shit, so you don't know. You can't just name them. You can't just say, oh, yeah, he's going to be fast. Hell no, nah, man, it don't work like that. I'm going to go out there and test.
Okay,
man,
who you like coming out this year, man? Who you like coming out this year, Kimo?
Me?
Huh? Oh, okay.
Me?
I respect that.
Man, fuck Sub Sandwich.
Well, I definitely don't respect no Chrysler. I ain't never heard of a Chrysler.
Hey, Chrysler's open tomorrow, by the way.
Chrysler, what?
We'll show his ass better we can tell him. We'll show him better we can tell him.
Shoot. You should have thrown him from the beginning. You should have told that mother, hey, man, you ain't making no sense talking about probably breeding a Chrysler.
That man got a bad motherfucker coming out. He going to fuck a lot of people up.
I'm first in line. Fuck it. I don't want no sloppy leftovers.
You already told him you had everything in drag racing for the 8 miles, Kimo. Shit.
I told him he got everything in drag. Listen, I told him he got everything in drag racing off that back up. I didn't like
it. We need it too. For the 8.
Well, I thought he had
I thought he had a bad motherfucker. He should run this court. We're going to take that to the ace. Hey, Flip, we're going to try you, baby.
You worry about the gold, dig. You ain't got no business worrying about no motherfucking Christ.
Queen Mo's scared.
Boy, you got me fucked up, boy.
I'm sitting back here.
Hey,
hold on. Hey,
let me open up this mic. 773-4786. Your mic is open. 773-4786. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Eastside Stranglers. It's Terrell.
What's up, T-Rail? What's up, nephew?
Kimo.
What up, baby?
What on? Just listening in on y'all, man, talking. What's good out there? Yeah, okay. What's the word, fellas?
Now, let me ask y'all a question. Why are y'all on the phone? Y'all got a race team, Whiplash, Young Money, and Never Scare, and B-Side Strangler, all combined in one?
Where you get that from, man?
I mean, I'm having this shit.
Strangers
are structures
on their own.
It
ain't no different to you.
Bullshit.
I can hear one of y'all at a time.
What happened right now?
Man, fuck Kimo.
You worry about Young Money.
Kimo eating up
on Young Money, motherfucker.
Well, I tried to worry about Young Money last year. They got in the way.
She putting it on. Putting her socks on.
I know it's in the morning. It ain't now. It's been
what's going on? Somebody, it sounds like somebody going to have to ask, can they come out and drag race? God damn it, driver. Hooray.
Man, is it still snowing out there, man?
Off and on.
Man, this shit is ridiculous,
man. Fucked up here, though.
Fuck yeah, nigga. I'm taking me a load down south tomorrow.
You going to catch it all the way down there.
I know, man.
Every which way you go, you're going to catch it going that way. See it. Yeah.
Struggler! What y'all got? What y'all bringing over to Tony's race, Struggler?
Man, put something together, man.
So
we're all hibernating right now, that's all.
We won't see Young Money and the Strugglers go at it, huh?
We're going to see the Hawk and the Sub-Zero go at it.
The Hawk? Man, will break his motherfucking back. Man, kryptonite.
Kimo, you don't go back in the bushes, man. You been looking for another driver than me.
You say what?
So ain't sweet out east.
Yeah, it ain't sweet over east, Kimo.
Been sweet over here, baby.
You better ask somebody. Hey, you better ask somebody. It ain't sweet over east, Kimo. We're going to make you go back in the bushes. You've been looking for another driver.
I'm going to strangle. The Strugglers. Old Counts.
Hey, Kimo.
Do me a favor. Spell strangler.
I'm a spell it each letter with each stack you put in my hand after I kick y'all ahead. Each rubber band y'all pop when y'all have to pay me, I give y'all a letter to the stranglers. How about that? You like that?
Hey, Kimo, you can't look at the back of their car.
Oh. Wrong word. I won't.
That's
be
okay. We're gonna
back of their car.
Hey, stranglers, we're gonna put a sticker in the back of his window.
Yes, sir.
I was at the track. I think I draw it on the stranglers. They told me no.
No, you didn't.
Matter of fact,
no,
we're going to put a sticker on his tank.
Wait. Did y'all have that white car there with that white Camaro at Lil Tony's race?
No.
That hard-looking motherfucker drive that car.
No, not us.
He was at. He had.
Not us,
stop, line. No, wait, stop. He
not
was
us,
there
man.
Because, listen. They had
the Strangler had Mustangs and G bodies, man.
Cowboy,
the Strangler had Mustangs and G bodies.
Cowboy and them had some fucking ragamuffins at the track, and I was standing by that one of y'all station wagon, talking shit. When that Camaro was in front of that white motherfucker.
On the white Camaro, I know with an old school, about 86, 87. 92?
Yes.
That's
ain't no
time.
90, nothing. What?
We are.
Oh, that's Colin Powell.
We got a white Camaro in the camp.
I'm going to fuck the stranglers up, man. I got a bandana for the stranglers.
Listen, man. Cargo X going to go down on your ass, so you ain't going to even fucking make it. So if I was you, I'd just go... Go back in the bushes, man. Full of beers.
Strangling. I was at your
no
track.
No way, man. Yeah.
And I would have loved to fuck that hawk up.
Well, you'll get his chance.
The hawk. David Fanner.
Hey, Slouse, we got any more mics up? We need to open.
Nah, you ain't got none you need to open. You got a lot of them you need to close. like that motherfucker. Like the spokesman. And the mascot.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's good?
What's good, baby? Sitting there chilling.
Oh, okay. Been great.
Yeah, trying to get this shit finished over here.
Hey, okay. Was there any more cars we missed out on?
Did y'all say Lil Wheel?
He's a little deal.
He ain't shoot without his homeboy.
Hey, man, can I tell Kimo Happy New Year, man?
Man,
tell Kimo Happy New Year, man.
What's going on, Kimo?
What's the deal?
I ain't talked to you since the new one, man. I wanted to tell you Happy New Year, man.
Oh, same to you, big fella.
That's what I'm talking about. Because I know you got some shit up your sleeve for 2014, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to hurt some feelings.
No.
Okay.
Hey, what you trying to say? Keep on, you got nothing up your sleeve, man? No.
Yeah.
The average chemo.
Hey, that's
the average chemo.
Hey, that's the one that's already on the target.
Hey, you know what? Hey, don't, hey, Kimo, get it right. Don't act like you put me on the target. I'll put you on the list, nigga.
You ain't put me on no list.
Get
man.
It, now, get it right, man. You ain't been doing shit, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, I told you, we ain't going to even talk about this no more, but don't act like you put me on no motherfucking target.
DMX.
I honed in on your ass. Bitch, lock in.
DMX. You already did.
Hey.
You just ain't laid down yet, nigga.
Hey, Kimo, because I'm a man, I stand up and piss, nigga. You sit down.
Yeah, you just ain't laid down yet, man.
You sit down.
You know what? I spared this motherfucker right here, and then he get on the show and talk crazy.
Please don't spare me, man. I didn't talk crazy.
Kimo,
I just
please,
said,
once a month.
You didn't put me on no list. I put you on the list.
Kimo, please,
that ain't
once
talking
a month.
Crazy. That's talking real,
he
man.
He ain't going to want
hey, Kimo,
what
I guarantee you. I guarantee you got a rude awakening in May. You got a rude fucking awakening. That's
shit.
All I'm going to tell you.
Man, you're going to be upset, man. I can guarantee you
hey,
you're
going
to be
upset. Hey, Kimo. A rude awakening, man. That's all I'm going to tell you, man.
Oh, shit. Man. Man, I'm going to break your everlasting back, son.
Wait, do what you got to do, man.
I'm going to go ahead and break. I'm going to dust you off.
Man, I doubt that. Doubt it real serious, sir. Real serious.
I'm going to make you convert to turbo.
Hey, Kimo, listen to me, man. Listen to me, dog. I ain't never took shit from you, but I'm going to take your motherfucking heart from you this time, nigga. I ain't never hated on you, dog. You always been a shit talker with any car that had, but it's time for all that to shut up now, dog.
Hey, DMS, you making me, you tickling me pink. You got me tickled over here. Boy, I'll tell you,
beating
you gonna be like Tony Christian told
me. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Junior, is you still on the phone? Oh, Junior, then get off the phone.
No, me and Slouch covering for Junior until he gets back.
Oh, okay. Hey, Red.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Mm. Hey, ask Kimo. What's going to happen if I drag his ass? And what are he going to say to you? Can you ask that man that question?
Kimo, what's going to happen if he drag your ass? What you going to say to DMX after he drag your ass?
What was going on?
Kimo, DMX said, what's going to happen after he drags your ass? And what you going to say to him after he drags your ass?
Right. He told you to ask some stupid shit like that? Hey, listen, I'm gonna ask him direct. Why he didn't come and get an Aaron in front of Aaron when I raced Aaron the second time?
Kimo, please cut it out. Hey, Red.
See that?
You know what day he's talking about, right, Red?
What's his name?
You know what day he's talking about, right? When you rolled up here on me in your pickup truck?
Yeah.
All right. What was I saying all that day? I'm waiting for Kimo to get his strands back in his car, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to hear what Kimo talking about. That motherfucker know I was hungry for that ass that night. And he ain't want to bring
it. Wait. You wasn't hungry for me, man. Aaron jumped right up there and got right down. Hold on.
Kimo, I'm in a lane. I'm sitting waiting for you, dog, right? Your car was cratty corner from mine. You said I'm about to go make a test hit. You ain't say you was about to go race Aaron.
Everybody drop.
Where everybody at? Did everybody drop?
Yeah,
I'm
here.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, we're back in the bushes.
Listen, man. What would make me
quiet?
Anybody in their right mind know? If DMX came to me and was parking, come on, he wanted to race. I'd have raced you before I raced Aaron, because the last time me and Aaron had a conflict. So I would have raced you before I raced Aaron. You ain't came to me and said, let's do it. You didn't come over there. I don't care if I did have two trans sitting there out on the ground. I put them in and I went to racing. You didn't come and say nothing about racing, son.
Hey, Kimo, when you was working on your trans, I was in the line. You was on that golf cart. You ran up and said, so we getting down today? I said, yeah, when you ready. So don't tell me I didn't say let's do something that day. So don't even tell me that. You rolled past. Yeah. You want me to put my wife on the phone because my wife was like, what are you talking about?
Why would I move a man out of the way to go to
hey, Kimo, Kimo, you know, I'm going to tell you why you did it, because you would have had two losses that night instead of one.
So you gonna tell me you a whoop Aaron ass?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm going to whoop your ass. Me and Aaron, it ain't a conversation with me and Aaron. It's a conversation with me and you.
Yeah, Max, you know what they say you know what they say in Chicago? You know what word they love saying over there? When they don't think a motherfucker being real, they tell you, knock it off.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what you need to be telling yourself, dude.
So you knock it out.
Hey, Kimo, we ain't got to talk about this no more. Me and you in May, so we ain't got to talk about it.
Now, dear man, you know what's funny to me? Now, I came on the show, I ain't been talking no shit, listening.
Did I disrespect you or hurt your feelings, man? Because I said you didn't put me on the list. I put you on the list. Did I hurt your feelings?
Tell me that if you're sensitive
with 2014.
There was some slick before that, DMX.
No, I didn't, dude. What I say? Tell me what I said, man, because you sound like you real sensitive this year.
Man, I ain't sensitive. I'm
going to call you Queen-O from now on. Take the K off and put a queen in there.
X, if you don't want nobody talking shit to you, don't talk shit to them, okay?
Kimo, no. Hey, this 2014, man. I wish it was hot now so this race can take place and we can be done talking about it.
No, you don't, because you ain't gonna come out.
Hey, Kimo. You said what?
Man, you're not coming out victorious.
Well, that's the day we gotta see, right?
Boy, I'm gonna run off the hair.
Hey, Kimo, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you one thing, Kimo. Until you can drive your car any wind that your car get, you don't get. Until you can drive it, then you can talk.
Listen,
but I don't care. Hey, put John Force in that motherfucker in May.
You don't need to be racing me. Just once my car whoops your ass, I whoop your ass.
There you go. Okay. We cool with that.
So what the fuck
we cool with that,
about,
bro?
Anytime your car wins, you ain't
Kimo, don't worry about it, man. Hey, Kimo, don't worry about it. We gonna see.
Hey, man,
Kimo only got sensitive. Hey, man, let's flick these days back and go back to 2013.
You know what it is? A lot of these motherfuckers get on these shows and go to talking shit, but when I go to riding on their ass, they want to talk shit. They go to crying. Don't fuck
hey,
with
Kimo.
If you can't think when I go to riding on your ass. That's all I'm telling you.
Hey, dude.
That goes
no,
with you
I,
and everybody
I,
else. If you... You can't take when I ride your ass. Don't say shit to me. Because I'm going to
oh,
ride you.
Oh, man, shut it out.
Come on, now. You know, you get these motherfuckers on these talk shows. Ah, this, all that. You see what Wick was talking so much shit. But when I go to riding on his ass, he go to crying and shit.
my thing is, don't get on these shows and talk shit to me. And then when I run their ass, you want to get mad.
No, never that, though. Never that. We just talk about race, man. If you sensitive this year, man, I ain't going to talk to you until May. That's
I'm
what we're doing.
Y'all can't handle when I
we're talking May, man. Hey, Kimo, we going to talk in May, man.
No, we ain't got nothing to talk about in May.
In May, that's when we going to talk.
Listen, in May, all we got to talk about is how much we been. And
that's what I'm talking about.
On.
That's when we go talk again in May, man.
We ain't got nothing to talk about. We gonna race in May.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Kimo. Now you don't sound sensitive no more.
Nah, JX, you need to cut that one out because you the biggest sensitive motherfucker out here.
Hey,
don't,
Kimo,
don't go there.
I'm racing, man. That's all I'm going to try to do this year, man. I ain't trying to talk, trying to prove no point to no nigga on no phone. I'm trying to get down that track this year. That's all I'm doing, man.
Hey, listen. Before you even come trying to fuck with me, you got to go over there and catch up with Ryder. They own you right now.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, it's a whole lot of people. It's a whole lot of people got owned on a motherfucking mail on a technicality. So you know, you had your excuse when Wayne dug up in your ass.
DMX.
So hey, I ain't trying to hear that ride of that bullshit.
Hey, DMX, he whooped you twice, didn't he?
Hey, Kimo. Tell me one time that he whooped me.
Man.
Hey, man, he got a win. I didn't take no ass whooping neither time. So get your mind right, man.
Hey, they said your ass was
Kimo.
So crazy. Hey, he whooped you so bad you went over there. I turned his light on. In drag racing, you have to remain in your lane, sir.
Hey, Kimo, it don't matter about that. I popped the head gasket. What you want me to do, tell my car for $1,000? All right, then.
I understand that, but you can't go and say
you talking that dumb shit, evidently you don't understand.
Listen, all I said is...
Hey, dude, whatever happened with me and Ryder, I'm going to handle mine.
You can't go tell the track people you turned his light on. Now, if you turned his light on, means you was in his lane. You lose. That was easy. You lose. What the hell you going to go tell the track people? I turned his light on. You lose.
Yep.
That was easy. You know that little saying? That was easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Did you run down there and tell those people, oh, he didn't whoop me. I went over his thing. I turned his light on.
Dude,
did you tell those people that?
Did you see any of the races?
I'm getting it from the horse's mouth. Did you tell them people that you put the light on?
Hello?
Flouch, did you mute DMX mic?
Kimo.
Hello? Yeah.
Kimo.
Yeah, I'm here.
You still on? I'm still on.
Yeah, DMX must have fell off.
Something?
Yeah. He got mad and hung up.
I just wanted you to know you went on there by yourself.
Oh, yeah, he must have hung up and got his panties in the bunch right now. Maybe they was on three-way or something.
Mm-hmm. I know I didn't hear nobody but you, Noel.